The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
At the beginning of last month, about to embark on their trip around the country to find the top 40 best swimming spots on the coast of Ireland, right around that is. They're on the last leg at this weekend, and they are in here now to talk about it. Michael O'Reilly, Brendan McAvely, sorry, I'm coughing again. McAvely, good morning to you both. Brendan, I'm going to ask you first. Just recap, where did this idea come from? Because you've been in here before, as I say.
Yeah, I suppose I would be someone who gets into the sea maybe once a month. I try all year round, but not a daily swimmer. And I was just curious about the people who are going in every day.
Yeah.
And I was curious about the people who are swimming instead of, you know, one or two laps, who are swimming 10 and 20 kilometres, and what made them tick. I just wanted to find out more. And whenever you go to the sea, people are incredibly nice and friendly, and you always get into a conversation of one kind or the other. And people will tell you about the kind of, you know, how to stay safe for that particular spot.
So hold on, when you say people, you're kind of almost talking about a sea swimming community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know people who do it 365 days a year. Yeah.
I think there's something about getting down there and people taking off their clothes together and about to do something ridiculous together.
Yeah.
And they just begin to share, and, you know,
on a November morning or on a February afternoon, that's something pretty ridiculous together, all right.
Well, yeah, secrets keep us warm, Dave. Secrets keep us warm, you know, and there's nothing like a bit of honesty when you're standing
there. What happens
there
in the sea stays in the sea.
Now you have it, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so Michael, where have you actually been then since you started off a month ago?
Well, the trip is Dublin to Donegal, just because it has a nice ring to it. So we've been Wicklow, Wexford, Waterford, Cork, Kerry, Clare, Mayo.
Oh, Dublin's only gone south and then west.
Absolutely. Right, okay. So we just came back from a wonderful 3 days in Sligo. We were in Ross's Point. We spoke to the wonderful author, Kevin Barry. We swam in the Dead Man's Pool. We had a late night dip there. We travelled down to Enniscrone, had a wonderful surf lesson, just to kind of mix things up a little because, the sea is all-encompassing, so we don't want to not do things just because, you know, we said we're doing swims. And now we're on our final leg. We're going to Donegal, which I'm very excited about. Big county, lot of places to go, a lot of ideas and suggestions, but we're still hoping to get some more suggestions.
And some more dinners.
Okay, I'm going to get to that in a minute or two, but like, is it always like, are there bays and are there rock pools, or is it always a beach?
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of the rock pools, and I think Michael is a better diver than me, so he'd be certainly a fan of the diving board and the rock pools. But there, yeah, are some beautiful beaches around there. Some, you know, massive walking beaches. Others, like the one on Clare Island that we found. We had a long walk up, took a few wrong roads, took a few steps through kind
Could
of
I use the
boggy
word remote?
Fields. Remote, yeah, isolated.
Exclusive.
You can use all those cliches. Yeah, absolutely.
What about Inishmore? How was that?
Inishmore, yeah, it was
the best of crack. I have a good friend, Jackie Rowntree. She lives down there. So we were embraced from the moment that we arrived on the quays. We had a wonderful swim in Traumore. It's almost Mediterranean. And also in the sense that it's so wide, and but it's, again, not many people know about it. So we were down there with Jackie and our good friend Jenny, and the four of us had the whole beach to ourselves for the afternoon.
Hold on a second. You're looking for the 40 best swimming spots. Did you have a map? Did you have a GPS? Did you have an X marked in places? Or did you have to find things? Like, hold on, this thing isn't on any map. This is a field that isn't anywhere. Let's go through this and see if there's something at the other end of it.
I suppose we've really been talking to the sea community, and thanks to like spots on the radio and bits in the Irish Times, we've got emails from everyone from everywhere.
As in, I bet you've never heard of this beach here.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, yeah. We've kind of had a... And usually they come with... It's not just, you should go to this beach. You should go to this beach because... Or you should go to this beach. I swam here when I was 10 years old.
Yeah,
that's some
way
a jellyfish. They all come with baggage, usually positive baggage, good memories. So we've kind of... worked from maybe a list of about 200, and you just do basically Google research them, and people will send you photos and will tell you, you know, the dangers, and you work out if it's going to be a good
would
spot
you try
not.
In any way at all to hook up with a local from, as you call, the sea swimming community and say, we're going to be there on Thursday, any chance you could be around to help
us? We've met loads of swimming clubs, we've met a lot of artists, I suppose, on the road as well, and we've met casual dippers, but even when we, you know, I'd say about half the spots we plan to meet people, but even when you don't plan to meet someone, you'll find someone who knows.
What does a swim mean?
Well, that's
define
a good
a swim.
Yeah, I mean, once you get in the water, that's swimming as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. You know, just, you know, embracing the sea. That's what we're talking about. Because it can be 5, 10 minutes, a half an hour. It's whatever reinvigorates yourself. You know, we've been in the water for 10 minutes and it's, you know, it's like a rebirth without being too biblical about it. It's like a reboot. Actually, is the expression that Kevin Barry used, turning off the computer and turning it back on again at the start of the day. And that's how you feel. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be an extraordinary length of time. It's the actual act, you know, of saying, I'm going to the sea, I'm undressing and I'm getting in
the
sea.
But like, this is all great and we're all saying everything's fantastic and that, and I'm going to put a spanner in the works. Where was crap?
Well, wherever was crap is not going in the book. You know what I mean? That's why we did more than the 40
places.
Sorry,
I rephrased that. This is Radio 1. What location was underwhelming?
I think sometimes the weather is... Like, we went to Barley Cove, which is maybe one of the nicest beaches in the country, down near Crookhaven in Cork. And it was lashing rain. We had arrived there kind of late.
But we were tired.
We just decided, look, we came from Cork City. It's nearly an hour and a half's drive. We said we're getting in no matter what, so we kind of took off our clothes, the car, sprinted out to the beach. It was the tide was out. It was a longer run than we were expecting, but by the time we were in there, we were having absolutely mighty crack.
Yeah,
you never regret a swim. You never regret a swim.
So what are you about 80% of the way through? Are you?
Yeah, we've done about 9 weekends. This is the last one, Donegal, coming up.
Right. There's a text here that says, by the way, now that they have just about anyway successfully travelled the coast of Ireland, could you ask them to go to the landlocked counties? Cavan would be a natural starting point with 365 lakes to choose from. One a day. And if it's a leap year, you get a day off by the sound of it. That's Brian Daly, a Cavan listener, bizarrely.
Well, wonderful, because we had emails from Offaly, from Carlow, from Kilkenny, inviting us to jump off bridges to come down to lakes. So there is a second book out there, but we need to concentrate on finishing this one for us, but we are listening to all suggestions.
Oh, is it cold?
Yes. but not cold enough that it would stop you from swimming. And again, your body regulates after a few minutes, you know, you get used to it.
And what about the stories that I presume will fill the book? Brendan, tell me about Richard Harris.
Richard Harris.
And Kilkee.
So we were down at the Pollicles. Pollicles are like a burn-like landscape. The tide comes in, fills these huge, big, deep rock pools and goes out again. And so you've got three big swimming pools to play in. Richard Harris had a house just above where these are set. And amongst other than Richard Harris, they had Che Guevara staying there for a few days in his time. The Bronte sisters holidayed
really?
There for a while, yeah.
What?
And Russell Crowe.
Not at the
yeah.
same time, I presume.
Not at the same time. Russell Crowe and the Bronte sisters would be a bad mix, yeah. But I suppose sometime in the 70s, on a nice warm Sunday afternoon, posters went up around the town saying that the great Benzini brothers, the famous Italian divers, would be in town. They'd be giving a public performance demonstration.
With Richard Harris.
No, this was just separate deal altogether. Benzini brothers were going to give a public performance of their mad skills out on the diving boards set just beside the Pollicles. So the great and the good gathered, went down. Now, this is at a place called New Found Out, right beside the Pollicles, and there's almost like an auditorium around these
New
diving.
Found Out.
New Found Out, yeah.
Okay.
So huge, large amount of seating. So the parents gathered their kids together already in their Sunday best after Mass, head down to the boards.
The church was represented with
church,
the priests
and the nuns. Everyone was there in their styles, yeah.
Face painting, etc. Okay, and then what happened?
Exactly, 3 p.m. from the changing room. The door of the changing room burst open. Richard Harris and friend step out, bollock naked. Get up onto the boards, dive in fine style, and swim out across the bay and disappear for at least a couple of hours anyway. So we know Richard Harris was there. We know he was a big swimmer, and we know he was a diver as well. So that's the story
we
heard.
He was a bit of a loony.
If anyone could give us a bit more detail, you know, whether it's true or false. If it's false, we don't want to hear it. But if it's true, we'd love to hear a bit more detail.
So you must have loads of these stories. I mean, Salt Hill, Milltown, Malbay, there's got to be things.
Salt Hill is just a very exciting visual place, Dave. You know, the platforms, there's nothing like it. anywhere else in the country. You come upon it, you can see it from a distance. The tall highest is 35 feet, the second one is 15 feet. So we come across these fearless kids, and they scare you with the amount of tricks and audacity that they can do. Yeah. I mean, they just go off it with, regardless of, you know, the sake of their mortality. So, I mean, it's exciting for us to watch that and photograph it. I don't bother. I always turn to the camera when stuff is like that is going on. But
that's fair enough. What about Milltown Malbay or Inishmore? Or?
Yeah, Milltown Malbay, great crack. There's a session on every night. We arrived when it was on in Cleary's, or the Blondes, the locals. There's three generations of Blondes serving behind the bar there. And they have a great spot, Karen's Hole.
Detail in the book with a photograph,
Yeah, Johnny Singen invited us down there to Karen's Hole. And a couple of years previously, they decided, you know, basically the steps at the cliffs were falling apart. It was unsafe. This guy, Johnny, had swum there all his life. So one December 2012, they decided they'd raise a bit of money in the community and do up the steps. By June of the following year, 6 months, they had the place open. They'd raised 17 grand. They'd got free machinery driven down from Belfast to reach over the cliff and bore holes in so they could fit the steps. So wherever you go, you get this incredible sense of community. No, honest to God, now.
What is this? A lovely story.
No, people are so good. They're so giving. And when it comes to the sea and kind of trying to recreate and replicate those fond childhood memories, people up will jump in.
There's a text here that says these two guys, it's a scam to get free surf lessons.
we hang on now. We got half price surf lessons from Northwest Surf School, and there's the plug in Enniscrone.
Right.
So yeah.
It's further north, is it? Okay. Well, look. Is this this weekend and all that?
This weekend, largest.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to kick you out because it's time for the end of the program. Listen, thank you very much indeed,
thanks,
guys.
Cheers,
don't
Dave.
Drown, Michael O'Reilly, and also Brendan McEvely. Thanks a million for coming.